Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to episode number 43, 10 Steps to Immaculate Marketing. Kirk and I today are going to interview somebody who we both have an enormous amount of respect for. He is the brand guy and brand mastery professor here at Top Advisor Marketing, Ray Gauthier. So, Kirk, you've known Ray for a really long time, and I'm just starting to get to know him a little bit better. Why don't you give our audience a little bit of background on who Ray is and why he has been the creator of this new program for us?
Ray, I think we've worked together for about 12 years. I'm just guessing, but...
It feels like 40, yeah. It's been about 12.
Working with me always feels, yeah. People ask my wife how long we've been married. She says 30. It's just hit 20. I'm just kidding. You know, there's lots of our clients know Ray, but not as many of our followers know about Ray. But I want to try to explain something. Ray helps with a lot of the articles and content that go out in our resource library at Advisor U, through our blog, and even in this podcast. And Ray has been that person, that glue that makes sure everything's running smooth. But Ray has a talent that, because of how we've grown our business, we haven't been able to bring it out as much as you'd like to. And I think a lot of businesses experience that. But let me give you an example. We were working with a client who's also become a good friend and peer of ours, Jose Feliciano down in Texas. Really successful financial advisor. And he had a client who had done something called 2-hour house. He built a house in 2 hours and 52 minutes. Really incredible story if you want to go read about it. Go on YouTube. You can learn about it. Really, really neat thing. Don't leave the podcast to do that, though. Wait till we're done. Anyway, so he had written this book, and Jose was talking about trying to turn this into the lessons from this book into a course. And we thought, well, Ray's really good at breaking things apart and getting a lot of value out of it. So Ray turned it into a workbook. And Jose talks about it all the time when I talk to him. And Ray just killed it. And we've been building brand mastery ideas for a lot of years. I mean, I've been in this business for 17 years. And we've refined the process of helping advisors understand their brand and leverage it, bring it to the market, and do some great things for their practice. Ray has taken all those years, all the exercises, the tools that we've built, all the thinking, and turned it into a course. And when we started talking about this about 6 months ago, something like that, I was, wow, this is going to be fun. But when Ray took this and built it into what he built it in, it blew my mind, blew Matt's mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's part of the reason, if you can't tell how excited we are, we're going to be talking about something at the end of this that speaks to what Ray has built and how advisors can leverage it for a really incredible value, and how meaningful it's going to be in their practice. Because I think lots of people build courses where the expectation and the accountabilities are all on the person taking the course. And the way Ray has done this is introduced the best of what he brings to the table, the best of what Matt brings to the table, and all the great brand mastery exercises, learning tools, tips that we've been building here for 17 years. And we've given everything up in this course. And I think it's absolutely brilliant how it's unfolded. Anyway, Ray is going to share the 10 steps to immaculate marketing. And it is indeed immaculate marketing. And you won't believe what these things are going to tell you about marketing and how you can help you. And Ray's going to explore those with us today.
Well, I feel a little bit, Kirk, like this is the longest introduction that I've ever got in my whole 40 years with you.
Well, you know me. You know,
I kind of appreciate it. I think, I'd like to walk over and give you a hug or something. Truth is, though, you're giving me a lot of the credit, but I don't own the credit. Like, this is everything that's in this course is stuff that you and Matt have
built. Well, this is about you today, buddy, so just be quiet.
Yeah. All I've done is consolidate everything in a way that people, advisors, can go in there and learn from the stuff that we've been doing for such a long time and walk away with something tangible.
There's a lot of advisors listening to our show who are thinking to themselves, you know what? I know that person. I hope you've had that person in your life who can just bring everything together and represent it in a way that's like, my gosh. And if you don't, you need to find people like that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, let's roll with this, man.
All right. So 10 steps to immaculate marketing. We are going to break it down into 10 steps, but this is actually a much larger and much deeper and a much longer program. So we have to start, Ray, at the beginning of where every advisor has always started with Top Advisor Marketing, to attack a brand before we merge the companies. What is the foundation that we have to build all of this on?
I'm thinking the first thing that you need to do is really understand who your ideal client is. It's kind of tough when you think about the advisors that we work with, because just about everyone comes to us knowing that they need a niche or they need to identify their ideal client. And they have a hard time doing that. And they have a hard time letting go of clients as well, because there's an AUM issue with some of that as well. But the foundation is really getting people to understand who it is they enjoy working with, who it is they like working with, who they have fun with, who can help them feed their families in a profitable way, and building a profile, an avatar kind of for that kind of person, and building everything around speaking to that unique niche or unique person.
These first two steps are major philosophical changes for financial services professionals, because what you just said there, Ray, is a struggle that every coach in the industry, every branding consultant has always had issues with. But the second one is a big hurdle too. So tell us what number two is, please.
I'm going to actually defer to Kirk on that, because Kirk, although I've put it in the course, the expert on understanding the right marketing mindset really is Kirk.
Okay.
It's the attract, intrigue, engage, and influence stuff that is Kirk's baby. So Kirk, you want to just walk through that a little bit?
I mean, in simple forms, a lot of advisors struggle with, you know, what am I doing? Why am I doing it? How am I going to get there? And you have to think long term. That's a big part of the mindset. This isn't just about tomorrow or the next 3 months. And I love the idea of breaking things down into 90 days, which we've done in this course. But when you just break it into 90 days without considering the other 90-day chunks, what you're doing is you're bound to fail over time, because you're constantly chasing the next great thing in the 90-day cycle. So the focus of really good marketing is a long-term mindset. How do we build something in the first 30 days, sorry, the first 90 days that we can replicate in the next 90 days? Mm-hmm. Not replicate, but build on. And I called it momentum marketing. So momentum marketing is a huge mindset shift for advisors, because they're used to just saying, hey, you know, what can we do now? Can we do another seminar? Yeah. Where does a seminar fit into the bigger thing, bigger picture, mm-hmm. right? That's what you need to focus on. This course does the best job you're going to find in financial marketing. There's nothing going to be that's going to do that better for you. We've figured this out. We help advisors with long-term focus. There's still short-term wins. There's plenty of them, but you got to be planning 2, 5, 10 years out. How can I build marketing? It just keeps getting better and better. That way in 3 years, you don't come back and say, man, I got to rethink this thing. Mm-hmm. What was I doing?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The summary is something like, find out who you want to work with. Like really think that one through. And the second step is, in understanding your marketing mindset, is find out what you like doing and what you want to do. So you got, who do I want to do it for and what do I want to do for them? Those are the pillars for sure on building the right marketing campaign.
Absolutely.
It's huge.
So after we've built this foundation, right, we can start building on this. And step number three is about your brand message. So would you mind telling everybody some of the formulas or what's in the course to help people flesh this out? Because Ray, as you know, most of our clients aren't necessarily the creative types, which is what they lean on us for. So how do we help them uncover that brand message?
Yeah, I'm going to talk, before I get into that, talk a little about what the brand message is. So your brand message is really your brand. There's just about everybody that we work with comes to us and they're positioned as offering commodities in a commodity business. They talk about being trustworthy and having the customer, the end client in mind, and all the kinds of things that they think position them as unique. But the truth is that just makes them look like everybody else. So the messaging is all about being unique, and being unique in a way that portrays value or offers value or identifies you as being different to everyone else in the marketplace. So once you understand that, then it's worth talking about the tools that we give them to get there. The course is built around assignments, worksheets, and the worksheets come back to us. We review them. We provide input, feedback, kudos where they're warranted. But the truth is, we're going to be pretty critical. We're going to talk about, because there's going to have to be a light bulb of sorts that goes on and says, yeah, a bunch of wow moments through these worksheets that say, this is what I needed to hear, because I know I need to identify myself in a way that's valuable to these guys, and I don't know how to do that. So with these worksheets that come back to us that we review, we help them do that.
There is going to be some tough love with this, everybody. And that's
That's right. So we're not going to be sitting there just saying, yeah, that's great, because chances are, you're taking this course because you know you need, there's room for improvement.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to have to position ourselves as people that help you shine the light on the things that you need to do better.
Well, yeah, there's certain answers that people give when they talk about their brand that are the same. I mean, we've been doing this for so long. Everybody gives us one of five answers when we talk about, you know, why are you different or better? And, you know, what would your client say about you? So we got to break them apart. We got to break their spirit, so to speak, on what they think is right there, because it just makes them sound like everybody else, because everybody has the same five answers. Not kidding you. It's 95% of the time, and maybe even more than that. Anyway. But that message is critical. And the stuff that Ray's put in the course really is the stuff that we use, have been using for years and have refined and made better, are the tools and exercises that actually we take the clients through, like give them. We usually do it. You know, some of that stuff we do kind of behind the scenes here when we're building for somebody. But this do-it-yourself model, you get access to all the same stuff, same critical, you know, you got to be better. You got to answer that different. So it's kind of like it's the same. It's our process, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just guided.
Having the confidence to get these first three sections behind you, underneath you, and believing them changes not only your confidence, but also changes how you feel like you have control over your brand. We work with so many financial services professionals who don't want to rescind control or are somewhat micromanagers, which makes them a very good financial advisor, but not necessarily a good marketer. But after we built this foundation, that's when we can start implementing strategy. Ray, so what's number four?
Yeah, number four is the strategy. This is pretty old school. I've been doing this well before I started working with Kirk, where there's fundamental things. You talk about KPIs, and the KPI isn't really always just build profit. There's things that you want to do. And then you work on some strategies around that. And to me, any advisory firm can only really have four, maybe five strategies top that they want to focus on throughout a calendar year. And once you have the strategies, and they're different for everybody, these strategies help fill the KPIs. And the next level of that is a tactics. So every strategy, there might be two or three deliverables, what am I going to do, where the rubber hits the road type of things to execute that strategy. It's going to be a little bit of review for people, I think, but we have worksheets again that will help people get through identifying what it is they want to achieve, then specifically what they want to do to achieve those things. And the meat and potatoes of that is going to be not doing the thing, once you've settled on that, is not doing the things that don't help you meet the strategies that you want to achieve.
You know, what's interesting about this step here, this Ray, I don't remember how many years ago it was, probably 8 years ago, we created what was that software and that process we created to develop your marketing plan? It's called business plan.
Yeah, it was a two-page business plan. Yeah, and it was, this is exactly what that is.
Yeah,
that really condensed for a course just to help people understand or realize or articulate what it is they want to do with their businesses.
What I want to get at here is that the depth of each section of this, of these 10 steps, is years in making and testing. Like, we had 30 business coaches who work with financial advisors leveraging that tool at one point. And we sold that business, but it's pretty powerful stuff. I mean, this is tested stuff to help you get really dialed in. And we talk about marketing strategy and we come up with a 10-page plan. It ain't getting implemented. So we know how to do this in a really practical way that's going to get you moving forward. And Ray has, you know, he built that. So, you know, there's a heck of a lot of expertise. But if you don't have a framework, not just for the mindset you have to have and then the framework for how your marketing should unfold, like what are the buckets we need to make sure we fill, you need the same thing with a plan. How am I going to actually get this stuff done? Who's going to do it? So there's some great stuff there.
Yeah. And this is really practical use too. Like, before we even got together, Kirk, like I had C-level roles with large organizations. And I would always boil it down to, I want to know on one page what we're going to achieve in the next year. Mm-hmm. And that's what made this happen.
Now, we have a hidden gem within this program that I don't think a lot of people will fully understand the impact until they dive into this a little deeper. You get an actual brand mastered website for this insanely low price that we're offering. But not only do you get the website, we help you fill out everything so that they can turn it into a website, right? Ray, can you break down what the formula is a little bit?
Yeah, I want to speak to your point a little bit first, though, is that to me, the ultimate goal of this thing isn't just to build a website, although you could take this course just to get that as a benefit out of the end. But what you wind up with is the learning and the skills and the mindset to maintain your business and maintain your brand on an ongoing basis afterwards, you could take this course and get tons of benefit out of it, even if you didn't need a website, but you get a website out of it. So now I'll get to the formula.
Okay.
The formula that we help people through is really just the flow. So what's in a good website? What does a homepage look like? What does it showcase? We do some theory about that, and then we let people... Again, there's a really solid worksheet. We introduce the idea of the website early. So as you're building some of the foundational stuff, you could start layering that into what your website could look like at the end. But the first place is the homepage. Then we get into navigation that makes sense. Like, what do we do? How do we do it? Who do we do it for? What and why do we do it? And then things like positioning your teams and your bios and how you write those things so that they're appealing to the people that you want to attract. And then the third thing in the website is how you engage people. So once you have this thing, this website or whatever other piece of marketing you want to build, how do you get people to talk to you about what you've built? The website itself, we have an outside firm called 20 over 10. We used to do this ourselves at Top Advisor Marketing. We used to build websites, but turns out that we just couldn't do it cost effectively. And we were spending, it wasn't our core competency. So we have an outside firm that can really reduce the cost burden. And that's what they do for a living. They build websites.
We have 20 over 10 scheduled for our next podcast, by the way. So, you know, as they continue to dive into these 10 steps to immaculate marketing, they're going to be able to hear Samantha Russell talk a lot more about the philosophy behind 20 over 10 and how it works.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we're really happy to have partnered up with them. They're doing a fabulous job on the clients we've taken through it already.
One of the interesting things about websites and advisors' relationships, I don't know a financial advisor who has a good relationship with their website, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't either.
Advisors find this really difficult. And let me make you feel a little better about this, everybody. Websites are not easy. They are difficult. They are a beast. And they can be a massive burden, but everybody knows they're absolutely critical. So what happens? People look for shortcuts, not just a shortcut because they don't think it's important, but a shortcut because they don't know how they're going to conquer this monster, this beast, right? So this process helps you slowly understand what needs to be done and fill in the blanks. The process, this is what happens for most advisors. I need a website and I want it to be really good because my clients care and they might refer people and it's got to be good. First thing that happens is it doesn't have a story. Guess what? You're going to have a story by the time you get here. What's the second thing that happens? Well, how does this fit into my other marketing? Guess what? We're going to figure that out. Third step becomes, well, what do I put here? I don't know how this is going to flow or the navigation. We got formulas for that. Guess what the next part is? How do I prove my brand and my credibility? Most advisors never address this. You don't address this, by the way, by buying a library of videos or articles that have been used by everybody else. This is a personality-driven business. Go ask Joe Lucas, who's a great coach, talks about this all the time. You need to figure that out. So how do you showcase your expertise? You have a white paper. You diagram your financial planning process. You start a podcast, a video channel. I'm getting ahead of myself, but when you start asking all these questions to fill your website, this whole program, these 10 steps to immaculate marketing, they all fit and they're all built together for a reason. And I'm done rant.
Yeah. I think websites used to be 10 years ago, used to be, oh, cost of doing business. I have to have a website. Now, like if you have an ideal prospect out there and there's a referral coming in, the first thing they're going to do is look at your website. And within 30 seconds, they're going to make a determination. Is this somebody that I'm going to move my portfolio over to or not? Mm-hmm. It's going to take 30 seconds maximum. So you need to have a powerful message that comes through really clear on your website right away. And that's what we've learned.
Let's dive into the whole idea of messaging just a little bit deeper, because it's not a one and done deal. You build this website and they will come. That's not how the game works, everybody. You have to be able to create content. So Ray, would you mind walking everybody through step number six?
Sure. That's going to be a painful process for people. We'll make it as painless as we can, though. We have worksheets and everything. Creating content is not something that many people feel comfortable with. And we have guides and we have worksheets and we have instructions on where to get your ideas from. And then what do you do with those ideas? And we have workflows on taking an idea, taking a concept and putting it into paper and building a white paper out of it. And you and I, Matt, are both going to be the guys going to be reviewing that stuff and helping people along that path. You're going to learn some long time sustainable skills mm-hmm. in what we teach you and how to create content.
Absolutely.
As far as pain, I would say, you know, when you go into a doctor, say, can you rate your pain? So a pain for most advisors in creating a paper or content is usually a 10 out of 10.
Right.
I'm feeling, yeah. What do you think where it is when we guide them through this process?
Yeah, I think we've come a long way, though. People know that they need to do it now. Five, 6 years ago, they didn't know.
Give me a 10, though, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's a 4. What do you think?
I was going to say 5 personally, just because I think there'll be a little bit of resistance. But if we can cut their pain in half and help them create this amazing white paper, which helps you with calls to action, and you know, all three of us could tell you stories over and over again about clients that have had white papers and how that has totally changed their practice and their way to prospect. But I'm going to jump into number 7 here because I want to make sure that we're continuing to move along. Number 7 of the 10 steps to immaculate marketing is how to showcase your personality. And this is a piece that people will make a decision based on their heart before they make a decision based on their head, right? So if you're not able to communicate who you are and what makes you unique in a way that makes people comfortable and want to work with you, then you're going to have to continue to sell. What a good website, good content, all of this good brand message, good niche helps you with is people come to you pre-sold, ready to buy. And that's a very, very different thing. And I think a lot of people don't understand the difference between marketing and sales, but marketing makes your sales process pretty much null and void. You don't have to overcome an enormous amount of objections because we've overcome them in two different mediums that we firmly believe are very powerful. Now, Ray and Kirk just talked about the content creation, so we've got it in writing. The next thing is obviously podcasting. We are, you know, we practice what we preach here. Kirk and I do the podcast. We're going to have Ray on a lot more from here on out. We interview people all over the financial services industry. Podcasting is a great way for people to feel who you are and to experience basically not just your thought leadership, but how you communicate and really who you are, which is great. Again, showing your personality. And we're going to teach you how to start your own podcast step by step, from the equipment to how to edit to every single solitary aspect. So you can entirely do it on your own, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I think when we talked about the last point, creating content, I think we may even have those backwards a little bit because people are more comfortable speaking, advisors are.
Sure.
And if you learn how to create a podcast first, that could potentially help you learn how to create a white paper as well. You could show personality in both. And the podcasting service that we have, now we're not talking about, that's not what this podcast is about, really helps people do what they're comfortable with, create their content. So it could be a lead into the white paper as well.
I absolutely love that. And you're right. Advisors talk for a living. They don't write for a living. So content creation, whether it is a white paper, a blog, a podcast, or a video blog, really does. It's just there to show personality. And I want to just touch very quickly on video. We are definitely going to give everybody video technique hints. Like, what do you need to do to create a good video? And it's not as difficult as you might think. And in fact, a lot of times the rawer the video is, the more engaging it's going to be with mm-hmm. clients. So that's really number 7, which is how to showcase your personality. Now, number 8 is something that I don't have as much experience in, but both of you do, which has to do with a nurture sequence.
Yeah. So what the course does is it helps people, explains what a nurture sequence is and what it isn't. One of the words that this is my personal disfavorite, if that's a real word or not, is email blasts, because you don't want to interrupt people with the emails that you read. What you want to do is give them value and help them get to know you, get your personality and everything. So we have worksheets that help people talk about what it is that's important to them, what their ideal clients might want to hear, how to sequence those in a way that they can build upon one another. And then the ultimate goal is really to get them to come over to you and become a client. So we talk about the tools that are out there. There's so many different email service providers out there. We talk about the high-end one, mid-level, and then the low-cost, just get into the business type of stuff. We touch just about all of them, help people make some decisions. And we actually, part of the course is to get people to send us an email based on a tool that they've selected and to get them going. So we'll get people started on their email nurturing sequences.
One of the big things about influencing people through nurture. So the idea here is, once somebody's engaged you, download your paper, listen to your podcast or something like that, how do you move them along the trust cycle, if you will? And that's part of how you influence people. And a nurture sequence helps you do that from an automated standpoint, right? So it's not a lot of effort, but you can put good value. The trick yes. is that when you're doing one of these sequences is you can't sell, right?
And yeah, that's what I was just going to jump in with. It's not about interrupting them or getting them to do something that they don't want to do. It's about giving them value and giving them something that they do want to do.
Kirk, are you jumping in there, dude?
No, he hit it. Okay. I don't have to. Oh, I just butt in because I'm good at butting in, but Ray knows the stuff. He built the program.
Ray just kind of dropped the bomb there, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, wow. And then I'm thinking to myself, is Kirk going to go ahead and jump in? All right, whatever.
Let's move on. We do
two more points. All right, so number 9 is social media. So this is something that's near and dear to all of our hearts at Top Advisor Marketing. Ray, just give us a high-level view on that.
Sure. If I was a listener here, I'd be thinking, man, I'm scared now because this is a lot of stuff. And the truth is, it is a lot of stuff. There's going to be a lot of learning going on here. And that's why it's 9 months. So you look at this thing, why are we doing this over 9 months? Because there's a lot of stuff. You're just going to fill your boots with good stuff here. Mm-hmm. One of the things is social media. Social media still scares people. There's a lot of compliance areas that don't get it yet. We've worked with a lot of compliance areas. We're going to keep it really simple and do the stuff that you need to do to have the right presence on social media, right from updating your profiles to creating your social strategy to know what to share, how to share it, and who to share it with. So it's going to be some really basic stuff to get your feet wet in a way that you can maintain it once you're done the course.
You know, Ray, I'm going to jump in very quickly and tell a very quick story. When I was going through grad school as a therapist, everybody talked about journaling, right? Oh my gosh, you know, all of my clients journal when we're meeting with other therapists and, you know, kind of learning from them. And one therapist sat us down in the middle of one of our courses and said, journaling is the best possible thing that you can do, but nobody ever does it because what everybody does is hands them a blank notebook with a pencil and makes them stare at a blank page and start writing their feelings. So the most effective way to do that is to have them start writing while you're with them in order for them to not be afraid of that page, the blank page. And that's exactly what I think you've created here. We're creating critical momentum on each of these different steps over that, you know, 270 days or 9 month experience. And advisors still have a practice to run, right? I mean, they can't just be full-time marketers and learn from us. They still have to be able to run their practice. And I think you have a good balance between pushing them and sharpening their own saw and giving them time to run their practice.
I mean, there's an example of social, like when you guys are going to break this down for them, we break it down into four pillars. So the four areas, if you will, and those areas are things that they can focus on when they're doing social media. And just getting understanding what those four areas are, all of a sudden advisors are like, oh, okay, now social media makes a lot more sense to me because I can write messages one a week in these four areas. So now they have a formula that makes sense. And then they start thinking, okay, well, now I know what I need to start filling in the gaps with in my practice. Like I need to be out in the community. I need to know what the most important, you know, interests are in my client base and what I'm interested in personally, you know, and what kind of expertise I can share and things like that. So all of a sudden you start, when you know what you have to do, it becomes a heck of a lot easier. And that this, what Ray and Matt are taking you through here is all these unknowns, when you line them up, even though it's 37 weeks, it's not really that difficult because it everything just kind of unfolds. It's not excruciating. It's not overwhelming in your day-to-day business because we know how busy you are. I think it's incredibly well-paced. I don't think there's going to be any point where a financial advisor feels overwhelmed by implementing these 10 steps over a 9 month period.
So what's the 10th step? Let's wrap this up here, guys.
Sure. Happy to do that. We call this podcast 10 Steps to Immaculate Marketing. And as I look at it, that sounds kind of cool, but maybe it's the 9 steps to immaculate marketing in the one umbrella, because the last step is really the umbrella that maintains everything throughout the course, and that's the alignment. So there are tons of checkpoints throughout this as you're building things that we line it up to what you wanted to achieve in the beginning. So are you on track? Does everything you're building, does everything we're touching, does everything you're talking about make sense based on what it is you want to achieve? So the alignment is really the 10th step that starts at the beginning and wraps it all up at the end to make sure throughout the whole thing that you're getting what you want to get out of the course.
Fantastic. All right. So, Ray, what are the next steps? So why don't we walk through some dates, some times? And I'm really fine with, I think we should probably talk about price here. So let's talk about the course itself. Rubber meets the road. Somebody's listening to this. They say, absolutely, it's about time somebody created something like this. What should they do from here?
Matt, I'm so glad you asked that, because one of the things we teach people throughout the course is to make sure there's a call to action whenever they do anything. And absolutely makes sense if people have listened to us this far that they know, what do I do from here? You have to go to topadvisormarketing.com. So, and there's a page on there called a landing page called Brand Mastery, Brand-Mastery. I don't think there's a way to get there from the main site yet, so maybe we need to build that. So topadvisormarketing.com/brand-mastery. That talks about pricing. There's some videos from my friend Matt in there. There's some video from me in there. Talks about the pricing. The solo, there's two courses. The first course is going to be for solar office advisors. So, and that starts on October the 17th. There were limited to 12 participants. And the next course is going to be November the 7th, and it's limited to 12 participants as well. And that's for multi-advisor offices. The reason we're doing that is because we think there's going to be, we don't know for sure, but we'll find out, there'll be some synergies with and types of questions that if you're in a single office practice, single advisor practice, your challenges may be somewhat different than the challenges in a multi-advisor office. So we're going to segregate those two groups. Hopefully they can learn from each other and build upon each other. The course itself is $7,200, or what is it exactly, $7,295. Go to that page, Brand-Mastery. You'll find out more about it, and you could reserve your seat. And we are going to definitely limit it because we think 12 is probably the maximum. We'll get the right group dynamics that everybody learns and from each other and participates well. But yeah, jump in, guys, and cover anything that I didn't cover.
Yeah, though, there's one thing that I think when we talk about it, this being 37 weeks, advisors think, man, how can I, you know, what if I'm on vacation, sick, or busy time? There's going to be opportunities. If you miss a class, you're never going to want to get behind, but we'll record all the classes. And classes happen once every 2 weeks. And then in between is the, you know, get the homework done, and Ray and Matt review all that stuff. So there's plenty of, this is spaced or paced well enough that they can get into that. So that URL again is topadvisormarketing.com/brand-mastery. There'll be a big button on the website. If you just want to go to the homepage too, that's topadvisormarketing.com or topadvisorm.com if you don't want like typing long messages like me.
I want to break down the real value of this, not just from what we've talked about here, but I'm going to do a comparison. There are marketing companies out there that will do all of these 10 steps for you. You're not going to have ownership in it. You're not going to have a lot of control. And you're going to write a really big check, anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000 for all of this. So that would include the website, that would include all of your marketing material, all of your messaging, white paper creation, podcast, all of that stuff. In fact, there really aren't any companies that do all of that except us here at Top Advisor Marketing. You'd get silos. And Kirk and I have talked about that in the past. You can hire different people to do different things, but there isn't an all-encompassing course. So, you know, anywhere from $20,000 to $25,000 to $50,000 to get this done for you. And we're more than happy to do it for you. But we've all been doing this long enough to know that financial advisors really do like to have control. And this is not only going to give you control, but it's going to give you the real buy-in that you need to execute this brand, to go out and proudly say, this is who I am, this is who I work with, and this is why I work with them, and this is why they love me. If you could really have just that piece, that is absolutely worth the over $7,000. There's courses that you guys have taken. I'm sure there are lots of listeners out there who have taken, you know, weekend classes on how to create a value proposition, right? And honestly, Matt Oxley's old Rainmaker Weekends were fantastic. But again, it was just one aspect, right? It was just the silo. So this is a complete program. It is going to be work. We've made it as painless as we possibly can. Ray and I are going to hold your hand through the whole thing. We're going to guide you. We're going to hold you accountable. And we're going to make sure that you get good work done and that something that you can believe in. You guys got anything else to wrap up here?
I'm just really, really looking forward to it. That's all.
Yeah. I am too, Ray. In watching you create this and just watching how your brain works is very fascinating because my brain does not work like yours does. And that's why I think this relationship with the three of us works as well as it does. But you have really put together an amazing, you know, course. It's very, very technologically up to date, not to scare anybody, but it actually makes it easier to execute. And Ray, you've done a great job. Kirk, you got any closing comments?
I can't wait to see you guys knock this out of the park with advisors. And I think it's probably one of our more proud moments here at Top Advisor Marketing is launching this, because the value's off the charts and we've got this thing baked for advisors. We know how to help them A to Z. Mm-hmm. And it's time for advisors to help themselves. I mean, not everybody could afford us before. And I had a lot of advisors that I've talked to over the years who've said, you know, if you were under 10, I could probably do this. Mm-hmm. And I always felt, to be honest, it bothered me. But we're a for-profit business and you got to figure it out. But we figured this out. And I'm incredibly proud. And I'm very grateful that you guys are here, because most people that work with me know that when we get into accountability stuff, it's not my forte. And teaching, I'm really good at doing stuff for people. I'm not as good at teaching them. So they're in great hands with you guys. And I'll be here whenever you guys need me to step in. But you won't. So
fantastic.
Matt, over to you to wrap it up.
All right, fantastic. I will absolutely do that. Thank you, everybody, for taking time to listen to episode number 43, 10 Steps to Immaculate Marketing, with me, Matt Halloran, Kirk Lowe, and Rate Gauthier. With that, I'll see you on the other side of the mic, and make sure that if you like this podcast, you're going to click subscribe and share this with any other financial services professionals that you know could use this knowledge. Thank you very much, and have a great day.